We're starting today with the latest installment of our series on public safety in the Bay Area, a project by the students in our journalism training program, the KALW Audio Academy.
What does public safety mean to you?
The city is not prepared unless everyone in the city is prepared for a disaster.
So, do you owe a person sex if you've been flirting with them?
No!
It's really about stabilizing your entire life.
When it comes to talking about crimes like rape and sexual assault, the focus is shifting from prosecution and punishment to prevention. That means finding the cause of the problem and tackling it early on. Some Bay Area schools are doing just that by starting conversations with their students about healthy masculinity and what it means to be a man. The goal is to raise a different kind of man, a man who stands up against sexual violence. KLW's Lisa Bartfy tells us more.
Boys and young men today are surrounded by a lot of different ideas about how a real man should treat women. There's, for example, basketball star and family man, Stephen Curry.
I got to start with my wife. I can't thank you enough for who you are as a person, how you challenge me, how you inspire me every single day.
But there's also poker player and Instagram star Dan Bilzerian.
I was talking to this one girl, and she's like, let's do some lap dances, whatever. I was like, look, I'm not really into all that, but I'll give you $500. You suck my...
Bilzerian and Curry are very different, but they're both straight, successful, young, rich, and have beautiful women around them. It can be confusing for young boys to figure out what kind of man they would like to be outside of those stereotypes. So sometimes adults need to step in to help them work it out. Javier Lopez leads discussion groups with high schoolers through the East Bay nonprofit Community Violence Solutions.
It starts off talking about healthy masculinity, what their definition of being a man is, what they can do to demonstrate their masculinity, and how they can create their own gender identity.
Lopez believes that certain ideas of what a man should be feed into rape culture, a phrase and idea that's lately getting a lot of attention. Lopez says rape culture can be seen in media imagery, but also in how we talk to each other.
Where we downplay sexual assault, where we downplay violence against women. When we, you know, when young men say things like, oh, cool story, make me a sandwich, to a young woman, whether they understand or not, they're perpetuating rape culture.
Lopez works hard to create a space where the young men can open up.
At first, they're a little shy, they're a little wary, they don't want to divulge as much.
He says it's really healthy for them to talk about this stuff.
Young men, they're so used to being reserved and not talking about things like that, and to talk about topics that make them uncomfortable, where they feel like they're already automatically the bad guy, so to speak, it brings up a lot of emotion for them. Emotions that they're not supposed to talk about.
At East Bay School for Boys and All Boys Middle School in Berkeley, these kinds of talks are happening even earlier, in sixth grade.
A really great part of middle schoolers' minds is they're still really open-minded and open-hearted.
Dana Rosenberg is the director of curriculum at East Bay School for Boys, where she also leads the school's sex ed classes. She asks them lots of questions to help them analyze their own assumptions.
Like, what's your picture of, like, what a stereotypical man might be or act like?
Well, he might be defensive, kind of, well, maybe violent.
How do you think it would be different if there were girls at the school? Do you think that it would look different, or how girls would behave versus boys would behave?
If there was a girl, I feel like a lot of guys would try to like show off, like, oh, he's taking my hat, I have to beat him up to like impress a girl. Or he's like, I think a girl will think I'm cool if I take this guy's hat.
Those were eighth graders David Verdon and Henry Lawton. Rosenberg also has the boys role play.
So sometimes I'll bring in the perspective of the girl, or I'll ask boys to role play a girl, you know, and this is like, we'll say, well, if this is a heterosexual relationship, let's assume that there's maybe a boy and a girl. And we do also role play, like if there were two boys, or if it's, gender variant folks, like how is it maybe different? So we talk through scenarios.
Rosenberg says acting it out is laying the groundwork for future behavior.
if a student is doing that in middle school and they're doing that enough times, then they're building cellular and body memory around empathy and around values, as opposed to just around cause and effect, or, you know, these kind of like reward based systems that hopefully that will impact their decision making, their ability to be more aware of a person that they're in a relationship with.
Again, Javier Lopez, who works with high schoolers.
It's baby steps. It takes a while. I'm not expecting that, you know, these kids are automatically, you know, like a switch is going to go off and they're going to, oh, I get it, finally. It's going to be a long journey for them, but at the very least, that they start thinking outside of themselves.
There's a new generation of boys and young men who aren't afraid to find their own definition of what it means to be a man. One outside of the box of male stereotypes. And when it comes to preventing sexual violence, that just might be the way forward. In Berkeley, I'm Lisa Bartfife for Cross Currents.